So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Shnei kedarin shahoy mahalchin zeachar zeh. V'nitkal harishin v'nafal. V'nitkal hashein v'rishin. There were two kadars walking one behind the other. The first kadar tripped and fell. And then the second kadar tripped over the first kadar and fell. Harishin chayiv b'niske sheini. The first kadar is liable to pay for the second kadar's damages. Ibechin explains the reason for harishin chayiv based on the machlekes in the previous Mishnah regarding nitkal pesheya. The person who trips accidentally, is he at fault or not? According to a mayor, harishin chayiv b'niske sheini simply because nitkal pesheyahu. The first kadar who tripped is at fault as he should have been more careful. And even according to the chacham who generally hold nitkal onesu pater, one is not at fault if he trips on something. However, the Mishnah is a case of shahoy lo lamed v'lo yamed. The kadar did not stand up when he was able to, therefore chayiv, because he was not an ines. However, in the case of lo lamed pater, if the first kadar was not able to stand up, he would be pater because he was an ines. And lo lahazer deterred, he was not required to warn the second kadar because he was occupied. Rav Nachman Yitzchok disagrees and says lo lamed chayiv. Even if he was not able to stand up, he is chayiv, and he is not an ines. Because Hayla Lahazar Blahizer, he should have warned the second kadr and he did not. The Gemara attempts to bring proof in this machlekes from the following braisa. Hakadarin v'hazagogin shoyu mahalchin zachazeh. There were three potters or glaziers walking one behind the other. Nitkal harishin v'nafal, v'nitkal hashin v'rishin, v'ashlisha b'sheni. The first kadr tripped and fell, then the second kadr tripped over the first kadr, and the third kadr tripped over the second kadr. Rishin chayiv b'niske sheni, v'sheni chayiv b'niske shlishi. The first kadr is liable for the second kadr's damages, and the second kadr is liable for the third kadr's damages. However, v'imachmus rishin naflu rishin chayiv b'niske kulam. If both the second and third kadr tripped over the first kadr is liable for all their damages. However, v'imhishiru ze'azeh peturin. If after the kadr fell, he warned the others, he's not liable for the hezek. The Gemara explains, according to Rav Nachman Yitzchok, the resha of lehizr is even a case of shlohoy len lamek. The kadr could not stand up, and even so chayiv, because hoy le lahazir b'lehizr. While according to Rabbi Yechanan, the resha of lehizr is only a case of shahoy le lamed. The kadr could stand up, in which chayiv, because hoy le lamed b'le amad. However, lehoy le lamed pater, because loy hoy le lahazir. Rava now makes a distinction in the Brisa's halacha. Amar Rava, rishon chayiv b'niske sheni, bein b'niske gufay bein b'niske memoinay. The first kadr is liable for damages he caused the second kadr, both with his body and with his property. However, sheni chayiv b'niske shlishi b'niske gufay avo lo b'niske memoinay. The second kadr is only liable for damages he caused the third kadr with his body, but not for damages he caused with his property. The Gemara offers two explanations for Rava. The first, and ultimately the one accepted, is as follows. As Rashi explains, the rishon is an adam hamazik, because Rava holds that all agree to nitkal pesheyahu. Therefore, he is chayiv for damage caused by gufay, to both gufay and memayne of the sheni. Now, the sheni is also an adam hamazik. Although he's not a pesher for falling, since he tripped over the rishon, but he is a pesher because of hayle lamed v'loyamad. He did not stand up when he should have. Therefore, he too is chayiv for damage caused by gufay, to both gufay and memayne of the shlishi. However, there is a difference between them regarding niske memayne, where the kadr's property, his broken shards, caused the damages. Regarding the rishain, memayne is considered a bar, because mafker nizakav l'achar nefilas pshia chayiv. It became hefker after his fall, which was b'pshia. Therefore, he is chayiv only for damage to gufay shalsheni, but pater for memayne shalsheni, because a bar is chayiv b'niske adam upata b'kelem. However, regarding the sheni, memayne is not considered a bar, because mafker nizakav l'achar nefilas oyne is pater. It became hefker after his fall, which was ba'inus. Therefore, he's pater even for gufay shashlishi. Accordingly, Rava's statement is understood as follows. Rishon chayev bein b'niske gufay bein b'niske memayne. Both gufay and memayne of the rishon are liable, but niske gufay shalsheni for damages they caused to gufay of the sheni. However, sheni chayev b'niske gufay avolei b'niske memayne. B'niske gufay shashlishi. Only gufay of the sheni is liable for damages to gufay of the shlishi. But memayne of the sheni is not liable for damages even to gufay of the shlishi. Rava is not addressing the damage to memayne shalsheni v'shlishi. And the braisa that rules, kulan chayavin al niske gufan, upeturin al niske memayne, all three kadarim are liable only for damages that they themselves caused, but not for damages that their property caused. This petur refers only to niske memayne b'kelem. If one's mammon damaged the other's mammon, for which even the rishon is pater, but it does not refer to niskei mamonon beguf. If one's mammon damaged the other's guf, because the rishon is chayif. The Gemara mentions a second explanation as follows. The rishon is an adam hamazik. Although Rabbah agrees to nitka lav pesheahu, however he is still a pesheah because of hoyi leilamid v'loy amad. Therefore he is chayif for damage caused by gufoy to both gufoy u'mamayna shosheni. However, the Sheni is not considered an Adam Hamazik, even the Hoyle Lamed Vloy Amat. However, as Rashi explains, Loi Machayev Kule Hai Karishin, the Rishin Hat Peshea Tfei Mesheni. The Sheni is less liable than the Rishin. Therefore, he is considered merely a Bur, not an Adam Hamazik, for which Gufoy is Chayev only for damage to Gufoy Shalshlishi, but Pater for Mamayne Shalshlishi, because a Bur is Chayev Beneski Adam Upater Bekalim. However, regarding Mamaynai, regarding both Rishon Visheni, Mamaynai is not considered a bar, because Mafker Nezakov L'Acha Nefilas Aynis Pater. It became Hefker after his fall, which was Ba'aynis. Therefore, both are Pater, even for Gufay of the next one. The Rishon is Pater, even for Gufay Shalsheni, and the Sheni is Pater, even for Gufay Shalshlishi. According to the second explanation, Rava's statement is understood as follows. Gufay Shal Rishon Chayiv. The guf of the Rishon is liable beniske sheni, ben beniske gufay, ben beniske memayne, for the damages he caused to both the gufay u'memayne shosheni. However, gufay shosheni chayiv. The guf of the sheni is liable beniske shlishi, beniske gufay, abalei beniske memayne, only for the damage to gufay shoshlishi, but not to memayne shoshlishi. And Rava is not addressing the damage caused by memayne shal Rishon v'sheni, for which they are both completely potter. And the Brisa that states, kulan chayav beniske gufan u'peturin al niske memaynen, the Ptur refers to even Niske Memoinon Begufan. Everyone's mum and damaged even the other's guf, for which even the Rishon is Pater, because Mafkin is Zakov Lach and the Filas Aynes Pater, and which his mum did not become a bar. The Gemara explains, however, that this understanding concurs only with Shmuel, who holds Kalta Kalabaihu. Even an obstacle that is not Hefker is considered a bar. Therefore, the Sheni, a human being, can also be considered a bar. However, according to Rav, who holds Iafkari in Eloi Loi, only an obstacle that is Hefker is considered bar. But an obstacle that is not Hefker is not considered bar, but a Shar, the Sheni cannot be considered bar because a person cannot be made Hefker.